Back now with Day to Day, examining some economic figures that are just out and are promising and are pessimistic. Steve Tripoli from Marketplace joins us now. Steve, you remember the old game show, Who Do You Trust?
That's right, Alex. And, you know, I think in this case you trust everyone, but you've got to take it all and sort of as a whole. We learned this morning that American workers' productivity didn't rise at all over the summer quarter. That's one figure. The Labor Department also went back and revised second quarter productivity figures down. That seems to be at odds with what we discussed right here yesterday in the spot that wages and benefits rose in the third quarter. We also learned today that retailers missed their October sales targets, that factory orders were up, but mostly for things like airplanes and not what most people buy. Those two figures seem at odds with this morning's report that layoffs at U.S. companies fell by a lot in October, so the job market is still strong.
Well, that's quite a funny stew. How does it taste to the economists?
They're saying it's not that uncommon a mix, but what it does mark is a period of economic transition. Take those wage gains paired with flat productivity, for instance. Worker productivity has been booming for years, but wages weren't keeping pace, so there's a little catching up going on there. But the bigger message is in that mix of messages itself. You usually can't keep having this combination of economic indicators for long. The economy usually breaks one way or the other.
So give us the good news and the bad news in terms of scenarios, okay?
Well, the best case is the one most economists believe right now is the way things will turn out. We'll get what they call a breather, a slowdown that doesn't lead to a big economic turndown. Don't forget, growth is just slow now. It's not stalled or negative. But if the slowdown deepens and the worry is that the housing drop-off and other factors might keep consumption down, we could get a recession. And if you really want to get scary, you could get negative growth even as inflation takes hold. But I think the Federal Reserve will probably be on the lookout for that, even if it means administering a little pain preemptively.
So if you're on your way to work, or maybe you're at work, or you're thinking about how much am I going to budget for Christmas this year, what does all this mean?
Well, for an economy in transition, Ken Mayland at Clearview Economics in Ohio offers this prescription.
It's time to get a little more cautious. This would be a good time for families to maybe allocate a little bit more to the investment account as opposed to the target charge account.
Now, that may not feel right when one of the up indicators is that workers are finally seeing a little more pay. But, you know, if we or even the economists knew for sure where the economy's heading, Alex, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So prudence isn't the worst strategy at times like these. Anyway, Alex, an appropriate follow-up to all these up and down numbers comes later today on Marketplace. We'll examine the ups and downs of one of America's fastest growing sports, which is professional bull riding.
Steve, even if we knew what was coming, we'd still talk to Marketplace every day. Steve Tripoli of Marketplace from American Public Media.